Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We've been struggling to get hold of Captain K. Makubela, Gauteng Police spokesperson, but I am hoping that this time we will be more successful. Good morning.
Morning.
Oh, there we go. Don't know what was going on there, but either way, I'm absolutely delighted that we are able to speak to you. So there's obviously been a lot of stories in the news lately with regard to kidnapping. How serious a problem has this become?
Yeah, kidnapping is a problem because you see people are kidnapped for ransom money.
Mm-hmm.
Some are kidnapped for their own reasons. And we have seen this recent months that there were lots of kidnapping in and around Gauteng.
How much of it is for ransom? Because obviously when people have domestic disputes, it's still kidnapping, and when they have other issues, it doesn't indicate a trend in the same way as kidnapping for ransom does. How serious is kidnapping for ransom?
It's serious. As I'm saying, recently we experiencing such incidents, kidnapping on its own is a serious issue, and we also see now the kids are kidnapped from schools, and of which is very concerning for everybody.
Are these random or are they very targeted?
Well, you won't be sure, but now mostly when we got information, we found out that are the people who are demanding money for the release of the person who was kidnapped. For an example, last week we managed to arrest about six suspects in Davitton who allegedly kidnapped one of the business person who they demanded ransom money.
Mm.
And of which the concern, meanwhile, there were others who were kidnapped recently, the child in school, and kidnapping is a problem.
Yeah, it's become very concerning. What should one do if, God forbid, this happens to somebody around you?
Once such incident happens, please notify the police. And we know that those people who are kidnappers, they mostly phone the families and tell them not to contact the police or the media. But what we are requesting, make sure that indeed such incident is reported to the police so that we can able to use all our resources to trace such suspects and also to rescue the person who's kidnapped.
Mm. So, I mean, despite what you said, them telling you and the terrible confusion and stress that people must be dealing with, one should obviously alert an authority to assist you through this.
Yeah, yes, we know that it is a stress, but the most important thing, once the matter is reported, you know that the police will use all their means to try and make sure that they trace those people and also the victim, because that is the most important, to rescue the victim in time. Because you won't know these people who are doing this, that they might also take the life of somebody.
And in terms of who to contact, how does one, is there a specific unit, is there an area, is there a specific task force to contact?
The toll-free number, which is the Crime Stop number, is 0800-1021,
mm-hmm.
or use My SAPS app, which you can download from the smartphone and send information without maybe mentioning your name if you want to be anonymous. So, or you phone the nearest police station immediately so that they can activate the relevant units to able to try and trace the victim.
And obviously, the sooner you do that, and the sooner you share information, the greater the likelihood that the person can be saved or can be rescued. That's unfortunately all that we can manage this morning. And that was Captain K. Makubela, Gauteng Police spokesperson, speaking to us about kidnapping. What do you do in the event of something like that occurring?